Good Tuesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from Google.
I'm Anna Palmer. At the moment, there is no plan for legislation to protect Robert Mueller's investigation. Yesterday, we pondered whether Mitch McConnell would see the price of defending Brett Kavanaugh as too high. The question has been answered. McConnell is sticking firmly behind the Supreme Court nominee. In a speech on the floor yesterday, McConnell called him a, quote, man of strong character and tremendous integrity. Here's where the president is at. He tweeted at 10:50 p.m., the Democrats are working hard to destroy a wonderful man and a man who has the potential to be one of our greatest Supreme Court justices ever, with an array of false accusations, the likes of which have never been seen before.
First in Playbook this morning, the Senate Leadership Fund is launching a $7 million ad blitz on TV, cable, and digital across five states. The ads hit Indiana Senator Joe Donnelly for skipping hearings and taking, quote, special interest campaign cash. SLF is dinging Claire McCaskill of Missouri and Joe Manchin of West Virginia for what they see as their ties to Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton. The group is also hitting Democratic candidate Jackie Rosen in Nevada on MS-13 and Phil Bredesen in Tennessee for his support of a single-payer health care plan. SLF has spent $30 million this cycle. Its affiliated issue advocacy group One Nation has spent $40 million.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi had a big cash haul last night. She hosted dueling fundraisers in San Francisco and Los Angeles Monday, bringing in nearly $5 million for the DCCC and its red-to-blue candidates at the lunch and dinner. Roughly 800 people attended Pelosi's annual Ultimate Women Power Luncheon at San Francisco's Fairmont Hotel, featuring Hillary Clinton. The event raised $2 million. The California Democrat raked in $3 million last night at a dinner with media mogul Jeffrey Katzenberg. More than 200 people attended, including the evening's MCs, Will and Grace actors Deborah Messing and Eric McCormick, and included a special performance by James Taylor.
The DCCC has done well this cycle. It has raised $15.4 million in August, nearly $10 million more than the NRCC. Elena Schneider has a story on those red-to-blue candidates. She reports that the Bloomberg-funded gun control group Everytown is launching a $5 million digital ad campaign targeting 15 House races. Meanwhile, America First Policies, the Trump-aligned super PAC, says they're going to spend $1.5 million on Montana's Senate race.
Here's the latest on Brett Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh went on Fox News and spoke with Martha McCallum last night. He said he has never sexually assaulted anyone, not in high school, not ever. Further, he said he was not at the party that Dr. Ford described. Our colleagues Chris Catalego and Andrew Astuccia report that the White House and Republicans have shifted strategy to call the Kavanaugh allegations a calculated smear by the resistance.
The Washington Post has a step-back story on how the Kavanaugh fight is the culture war on steroids. Annie Carney looks at how Kavanaugh's wife is standing by her man in the Me Too era, while Alana Shore and Rachel Bade report that Democrats are stiff-arming Deborah Ramirez's account despite believing her.
On the media front, Politico's Carrie Budoff Brown and Paul Volpe are announcing several changes to Politico's White House team. Michael Crowley, who has directed Politico's national security coverage, is adding the White House to his editing portfolio. Corey Bennett will join Crowley, taking on a larger role on the team, and Ben Trechinger, who has been serving as a national political correspondent, will take on the West Wing beat. Alex Thompson is also joining Politico as a national political reporter to cover the 2020 presidential campaign. Thompson joins from Vice News, where he's been covering politics and Washington.
The president today will address the UN General Assembly at 10:15. He'll participate in bilateral meetings with the head of the UN and the president of Colombia. He'll participate in a lunch hosted by the Secretary General of the UN. Then the president will participate in a bilateral meeting with the president of Ecuador. In the evening, Trump will participate in a Security Council presidency reception.
Sign up for the Politico Election Challenge. Pick the winners of the most competitive House, Senate, and gubernatorial races in the country with the Election Challenge and win awesome prizes, eternal bragging rights, and personalized cartoons. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
With security threats evolving every day, Google's constantly working on solutions to help make everyone safer online. They share their safe browsing technology with other companies to protect over 3 billion devices from phishing and malware, and collaborate with independent security experts to find and fix security vulnerabilities across the internet. You can check out more ways Google's sharing their tech and collaborating with the industry at google.com/security.